raining all around me.
It's pouring.
I said it's raining all around me.
It's pouring.
I said it's raining all around me.
It's pouring.
Well, I don't know why.
It's pouring.
Well, I'll get in the rain, children. Hey, hey.
Throw the umbrella out and say, Lord, rain on me, Lord.
me, Lord. Rain on me. Well, rain on me, Lord. God told Noah, hey,
come on, man.
I said, Holy Ghost, send that rain on. Send out the rain. Said, Holy Ghost, send that rain on. Send out the rain. I said that. Hey, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Well, there's victory in that rain, Lord. Rain on me. Hey, there's victory in that rain, Lord. Hey, I said there's victory in that rain, Lord. Well, God told Noah, man, that Holy Ghost sent that rain, Lord. Feel the rain, Lord, rain on me. Well, I feel that rain, Lord, raining on me. Well, I feel that rain, Lord, raining on me. God told Noah, it's gonna rain. I said it's raining on the inside. It's gonna rain. It's raining on the inside. It's gonna rain. It's raining on the inside. It's gonna rain. God told Noah. Come on!
Hey. Woo. Hallelujah! Help us, God. Come on. Yeah. Woo.
Rain on me. Well, rain on me, Lord. Well, I said rain on me, Lord.
Rain on me.
Well, God.
Rain on me.
I said it's raining on the inside.
Rain on me.
Well, it's raining on the inside.
Rain on me.
I said it's raining on the raining all around me. I said it's raining all around. I said it's raining all around me. Where God told Noah, rain on me, Lord.
Will rain on me.
Will rain on me, Lord.
Rain on me.
Will rain on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. God told Noah, raining on the inside.
Rain on me.
I said it's raining. Hey.
Oh, rain on me.
I said it's raining on the inside.
Rain on me.
Raining all around me. Rain on me. It's raining all around me. Rain on me. It's raining all around me.
Rain on me.
Well, God told Noah, it's gonna rain. I said rain, 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 Lord. Rain on me. Well, rain, 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 Lord.
Rain on me.
Well, I said rain, 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 Lord. Better get on board.
Rain.
It's gonna rain. You better get on board, children.
It's gonna rain.
Well, you better get on board, children.
It's gonna rain.
God told Noah
that it's gonna rain.
Come on, that's it. Come on. You know why some of you have been bought for this service tonight? Because the devil didn't want you to get what God had for you tonight. You know why some of you have been fighting all week long? Because the devil didn't want you to have what God had for you tonight. I said it's raining all around me. Somebody, rain all around me. Well, it's raining all around me. Well, God told Noah.
Well, rain, 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 Lord.
Rain on me.
Well, rain, 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 Lord.
Well, rain on me.
Well, rain. Well, rain on me. God told Noah.
Some of you right now, some of you is fighting the battle right now.
Come on.
Right now you're fighting.
Come on.
Elijah went up on Mount Carmel, had a move of God. But there came the time when he knelt down on that knee and he prayed for rain. And he said, that servant, tell me what you see, boy. I don't see nothing. He prayed again.
Yes.
And again. And again.
Yes.
And again.
Yes.
And again.
Yes.
But finally, he said, I see a cloud. Well, rain, 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 Lord.
Rain on me.
Well, rain, 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 Lord.
Rain, rain on me.
Well, I said,
rain on me.
Yeah, hey.
Holy, holy, holy.
It's raining all around me.
Rain on me.
I said it's raining all around me.
Rain on me.
I said it's raining all around.
Rain on me.
Well, God, hey.
Holy. Yeah.
It's raining on the inside.
Rain on me.
I said it's raining on the inside.
Oh, rain.
It's raining on the inside.
It's raining on me.
God told Noah. Somebody say it's raining. Somebody say it's raining. Somebody throw up your hands and say it's raining. Somebody say it's raining. Hey! It's raining on the inside.
It's raining on me.
I said it's raining. It's raining on the inside.
Rain on me.
Well, God told Noah, it's gonna rain. Rain, rain, rain. Rain, rain, rain.
Rain on me.
Rain, rain, rain.
Rain on me. Oh, rain on me.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Help him, God. Help him, God.
That devil don't like this rain.
Rain on me.
I said the devil don't like this rain.
Rain on me.
I said the devil don't like this rain.
Rain on me.
But God told Noah, it's gonna rain. It's raining on the inside.
It's gonna rain.
It's raining on the inside.
Rain on me.
It's
raining on the inside. Rain on me.
God don't know what.
It's gonna rain.
Somebody say rain, 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 Lord.
Oh, rain on me.
Somebody say rain, 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 Lord.
Rain on me.
Somebody say rain, 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 Lord.
Rain on me.
God don't know what.
It's gonna rain.
Feel it in my hand. I feel it in my feet. I feel it in my head. I feel it in my feet. I feel it in my head. I feel it in my feet. When God told Noah, it's gonna rain. When I said, rain on me, Lord.
Rain on me.
Hell, rain. Hey, hey.
Oh, rain on me.
And I said, rain on me.
Yeah, rain on me.
If you don't want it, send it over to me. If you don't want it, just send it over to me. If you don't want it, just send it over to me.
Rain on me.
I said, I feel it all around me. I said, I feel it all around me, children. I said, I feel it.
know. Well, it's raining on the inside.
It's all right.
Hey, I said get in that rain.
Rain on me. Rain on me.
What is it? What is it that's happening? But I hear the sound. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear that sound. Have you ever heard the rain coming? Have you ever heard it in the trees? Have you ever felt the wind start blowing? Come on! And all of a sudden you begin to smell the scent of rain. Hey! I'm telling you, God knows just when to send the rain. God knows just when you need sprouting. God knows when the plant seems to be dying. God knows how to send the rain. Well, I said, send down that rain, Lord.
Yeah, send down the rain.
Well, I said, send down that rain, Lord.
Oh, send down the rain.
Well, send down the rain, Lord.
Send down the rain.
God told Noah,
it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain, children. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain, children. It's gonna rain. Yeah, it's gonna rain.
God told Noah.
Talk to us, brother. I was sharing with Brother Bobby today.
Come on.
I want to tell you something right fast.
Go ahead.
While the Spirit of the Lord is moving like this. I was by myself last night in the bedroom and I was just walking around a little bit, and I wasn't praying the fire down, and I really wasn't in a spiritual realm. You know what I mean? I wasn't just in a place of spiritual outpouring,
right?
But I was walking around.
Come on,
and I said, God, if you were to speak one thing to me tonight, if you would say one thing to me tonight. What would you say to me? I said, Lord, better yet, I'm going to pick this Bible up and I'm going to let it fall open and I'm going to lay my hand down. And Lord, I'm just going to believe that you're going to talk to me. I said, I need to hear from you. I'm telling you, I was spiritually exhausted. Things on your plate, things you don't know what to do about. I said, Lord, if you were to speak one thing to me, what would you say to me, Lord? And I meant it when I said it.
Yeah.
And I let the Bible fall open, and I laid my hand down. And this is honest to God where it landed. I had it underlined. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
With all thy heart, and lead not to thy own understanding.
Come on.
I thought, I really can't be reading this, because this is honestly the very thing I need to look at right now. I thought, can I really be reading this? Is this coincidence, or is this really God? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. I didn't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do. I was in awe. You ever got to the place where you prayed? I'm just going to be honest with you.
Come on now.
I know you ain't supposed to tell, but I just feel like telling somebody this. I went on a 3-day fast needing to talk to God.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I started that fast. I'm going to be honest with you. It ain't easy starting to fast.
My.
I fight that part of failure to finish.
Come on.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And so many times you concentrate so hard not to eat that you really spiritually don't get your mind where it needs to be. And I came out of that fast more angry, more aggravated than when I started.
Come on now.
That ain't right.
Come on now.
And I opened this and I said, God, isn't it funny how you can seek God for things and things and things? And
come on.
You just ask God for something.
Come on.
I mean, so little. And trust in me.
Listen. My.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just going to talk to you in my soul.
Go ahead.
Lord, I know you know what we're doing. I know you know where we're at. And I know you know our circumstance. I know what you know what we've been praying about. But Lord, we still ain't had no answer. Lord, we're confused. We're like sitting ducks in a pond. We don't know which way to float, to move. And come on now. I tell you, hey, I've made too many decisions that I regretted. I can't afford to make another one that I regret. I got to hear from the Lord. I can't take one step until I hear from God. And he said, and out of all the things I could have landed on, out of all the Word of God I could have opened up to, he let me open up to this to let me know that you gotta trust me. You gotta trust me, and you gotta stop trying to figure it out. You gotta stop trying to figure it out. You gotta stop trying to put it together.
Come on.
Lean on me. Lean on me. Why is that so hard, church?
It's the truth, brother.
Man, this is word for all of us.
Come on, Brother Nathan. Come on with it.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall. You want your paths directed? Yes, Lord. What I gotta do? Trust in the Lord.
Trust in him.
You want me to lead you? Trust in me. You want me to show you which way to go? Trust in me. You know what? Trust this? Trust this faith.
Yes. Yes.
Listen. Peter's on that boat. But Peter never walked on water. He thought about it all he could think about it. If all you ever do is think about it, it ain't faith. Because faith is action. Until he threw that leg over that boat.
My.
And stepped out into the unknown. Stepped out onto the impossible. Logically, man can't walk on water. But when the water walker's already on the water, and you're stepping out on something else other than... you're stepping out on something else other than man. You're stepping out on the... Hey! You're stepping out on... Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. You're stepping out on the evidence of things not seen. When you step out to the unseen, faith don't become faith until you act. Because real faith is like James says. You wanna speak faith to me? Show me by your action.
Yeah, come on down.
Oh man. You acknowledge me and I'll direct your path. This is what he said. I had to read on down. He said, be not wise in your own eyes.
Listen. I like that. Come on.
How many times do we think? Come on now. Just be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. If you got anything in your life you've been wrestling with, depart from it.
Come on.
Get rid of it. I'm telling you, I've read this, but it spoke to me so true. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Yeah.
Did you hear me, Brother Carter? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to my bones. If I'll trust in the Lord...
We like to say, "Why, Lord?"
Woo! All right, I'm just going to tell you. I told Brother Bobby today, and I ain't trying to get too personal. I'm just going to tell you because
go ahead.
I'm working for the Lord, and that's all right. I said, "Brother Bobby, you know, I didn't tell him all this, but when we got on the road evangelizing, we had to have a vehicle.
Yes, sir.
With five kids, you got to have something to move in.
That's right.
When you got to pack most of the house to go,
right.
You got to have something to pack it in.
That's right.
And I felt the Lord lead me to that van out there. And honestly, I waited around on that van. I thought maybe the Lord laid on somebody's heart to purchase that van for me. I mean, I didn't want to get no debt.
Go ahead.
But God dealt with me to seek after that van, and I did. He worked it out for me to get that van.
Come on now.
But along with that van came a $350 payment a month.
Uh-oh. Talk to us, preacher.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
I'm telling you, that's what happened. But I just wanted to let you know, I ain't paid one payment. Somehow every month, just enough money's come in to pay the payment of that thing and the insurance. Matter of fact, just the week before Christmas, week and a half, 2 days before that van payment was due, I didn't have it. Didn't have the money. I don't know why, but we just get to that place trying to figure it out.
Right?
I mean, it does get stressful. You try not to worry, and you try not to fret, and you talk to yourself and say, "You know God did it before. Why don't you believe He'll do it now?" But you lay there, you let the devil fight you and torment you. Have I done something to fail the Lord? Have I done something, Lord, that you're mad at me now? Come on now. But I have you know, 2 days, a Saturday, I marked it down on my calendar.
Yeah.
Monday, the payment was due.
Yeah.
I wasn't preaching nowhere that weekend. We was home.
Uh-oh.
And my phone rang.
God had your number.
Come on. A brother out of Kentucky was down in Virginia, coming back through West Virginia, on his way home to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Said, "Would you like to stop and meet me off the exit and get something to eat?" Well, fact of the matter is, I thought, "Be fine, brother, I'll meet you there." In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, "I really ain't got the money to eat."
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Brother Nathan. Go ahead.
But I want you to know, we ate, and we walked out that door. He looked at me. He rested in his pocket and pulled out an envelope and said, "Here, take this." It had never even been opened. I had $50. I'll be honest. I had $50 to go on that payment. And I opened that envelope. $300.
Go ahead.
So I called the brother back. And I thanked him for obeying God and told him exactly what the Lord used him to do.
Yeah.
He said, "Brother Nathan, I want you to know something. Before I left the house," he said, "I had no idea what was in that envelope." He said, "I'd reached down and just pulled it out of my box." He said, "I didn't know if there's $1,000 in there. I didn't know if there's $500 in there." He said, "I really didn't even know what was in there." I said, "Really?" Come on now.
Go ahead, Brother Nathan. Tell us what he can do.
But here's what God does. God always gives you just enough.
Yeah.
Seem like. Sometimes it'd be nice to have a little extra, but it seems like God always gives you enough. I'm telling you, Lord, if you was going to tell me anything out of the book tonight, what would you tell Nathan North? What would you tell Five now? He'd say, "Trust in the Lord. Well, with all and I trust." Will I say trust in the Lord? Hey, I say trust in the Lord.
Hey, go
Somebody needs a trust. Boy, I like this. You just don't know how the Lord's going to move. Well, I say trust in the Lord. Well, I say trust. And I want you to look at somebody and say, trust.
Trust
in the Lord.
Trust.
Hey, trust. I don't know how God does it, but somehow He always does it. Hey, I don't know how He does it, but He somehow does. Well, I say trust. Well, in the Lord. Well, and lead not to thine own understanding. Well, I say trust. Well, in the Lord. Lean not to thine own understanding in all thy ways. I said in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. A God that took nothing and made something. A God that put every planet in its own place. A God that spoke and things came in existence. Why? Why is it too hard for us to believe God? Man, I tell you what. One more time. Somebody say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I don't know how it's going to, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. What are you going to do? I'm going to lean not to my own understanding. But I'm going to trust the higher power. For I know in Him, oh, in Him, He'll work it out. Somebody off the trust. All right, I'm just going to be honest with you. Every time that I preach faith, I wasn't where I needed to be.
Come on now.
In the faith level. But I preached it because it's still the truth.
Yes.
And I preached it despite of the devil. Even though I was having trouble with my belief and faith that God was going to pull through, I preached it anyhow. Because I know the Word of God still the Word of God. And as a preacher of the gospel, whether out there, I gotta preach it anyhow. But I found out while I'm preaching it, my faith is arising. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. There, I'm gonna trust well in the Lord. I'm gonna trust well in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. And the Bible says, fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valued than many sparrows. I'm moving. I'm getting out of here.
Go ahead now.
Man, I tell you.
Go ahead.
It may not spoke to you like it did me, but I'm going to tell you. If we learn to trust the Lord the way that He desires to be trusted, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, sir, that's the word.
What is your desire tonight? What is your desire? You want to see that desire fulfilled? Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust. Trust.
Brother Cecil,
can I use you? Come here.
I'm going to trust you right here. I'm not going to hold you. Just hold my arm. You just hold my arm right there. I can let go with ease because I know He's going to hold me. I ain't worried about falling backward, breaking my neck, breaking my head, because I know He's got a hold of me. When you trust somebody, you can sleep in perfect peace. You may be tossed. Hallelujah. You may be leaning. You may be like the palm tree laying on the ground almost. But you know there's an upper hand. And when you trust in the Lord, I don't care how far you're leaning, you can rest with dead. My God, it ain't going to be can God. It ain't going to be a can God. But you're going to have the fact of a surety that God can hold me up and lift me up and make a way where there is no way. Hey, delight thyself in the Lord. He'll delight. Somebody trust in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. This is Psalms 37. And wait patiently for Him. That waiting messes with your mind. That waiting torments your mind. That waiting gets you in a place where you're trying to figure it out. When you wait and you wait and you wait. But I read where Abraham, I've been reading Genesis over. And I read where Abraham was promised a promise. And I'm telling you, 25 years, he waited for the promise of God. But there came a day, I said there. He tried to figure it out himself. And he had that child before time. Ishmael. But I'm telling you, wait patiently for Him. Lord, maybe this is the one you're going to use. No, Abraham. I told you. I done told you. This ain't going to come from nowhere else but you. And your wife. I'm telling you, glory to God. Listen, when it seems impossible, when it seems impossible, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell you, sometimes I preach to myself and I don't even understand it. But when it seems impossible, God knows just when to work it out. And he says, fret not myself because of him who prospereth in the way. You ever watch other people get blessed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're sitting over here on the sideline.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And you're sitting here. I'm happy for him, Lord. I really am. Lord, I've been waiting a lot longer.
I've been waiting a lot longer, Lord.
Come on now. Anybody ever been? Anybody ever just been like that?
Go ahead.
Anybody just ever been honest with you? Anybody ever just been like that?
Now, Lord. Come on.
I'm telling you, that waiting patiently on the Lord, that's when we wrestle. That's when we're wrestling. We're up in the midnight hours and we're trying to figure it out. Why? Because there's something on the inside of us that tries to figure it out. We are people that it's hard for us to just let it go. Because we feel like we ain't doing our part. That's how we feel. But the Lord told Nathan Morris last night, trust. I want to trust. In the Lord. He will direct. That's what I've been praying about, Brother Chris.
Yes, sir, Brother.
Direction.
Yes, sir, Brother.
I ain't afraid to tell you.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
At some point in your life, you need the direction.
Come on, preacher.
When the brook dried up with Elijah, he needed direction.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And God said, you go down to Zarephath. Told him where to go. No doubt where to go. told him there's going to be a woman, a little widow there. Man.
I'm telling you, God told him exactly what was going to happen when he got there.
Anybody been needing that?
Come on now.
And you know what? When he got down there, guess what? There she was. There she was. He didn't have to hunt her down. He knew it when he saw her. There's that widow gathering sticks. Sometimes God will send you right where the dryness is. Sometimes God will send you to the driest place on earth and give you revival. Oh! Man, I tell you. How long, Lord? How long, Lord? How long, Lord? How long? How long, Lord? How long? But God has a plan. He knows my name. He sees my heart. He knows each step I take. He knows my deepest thoughts. Before I breathed my first breath, my life was in His hands. 'Cause He had a plan for me. He knows my name. He sees my heart. He knows each step I take. He knows my deepest thoughts. Before I breathe my first breath, my life was in His hands. He had a plan for me. Oh, He knows my name. Oh, He sees my heart. I said He knows each step I take. He knows my deepest thoughts. And before I breathe my first breath, my life was in His hand. He had a plan. Oh, for me. Bobby Sandman, He knows my name. Well, He sees my heart. Said He knows each step I take. He knows my deepest thoughts. Oh, before I breathe my first breath, my life was in His hands. He had a plan. Somebody say He had a plan.
Had a plan.
For me. You believe that? Oh, He knows my name.
He knows my name.
I said He sees my heart.
He sees my heart.
Come on now. He knows each step I take. He knows my deepest thought. Oh, before I breathe my first breath, I said
my life was in His hands.
Son, He has a plan. He has a plan. Huh? Said He knows my name.
Knows my name.
He sees my heart.
He sees my heart.
He knows each step I take. He
knows my deepest thought.
Aren't you glad tonight? Before I breathe my first breath,
my life was in His hands.
He had a plan. You know what the awesome part of this is? God already knows what He's going to do.
Tell us, preacher.
He already knows before we even ask.
Tell us, preacher. You're talking
but
to
you
us.
But you got
to
ask, like you're your brother said.
You're talking to us. Come
before
on.
Before you even kneel down with your burden and you begin to talk to Him about it, Brother Cecil, He already knows what you're fixing to talk to Him about. He just wants to hear from us.
Glory to God.
You know what that was for me last night?
Shit.
It was just like fresh wind in my spirit. Just let me know, Lord, You're still there. And You're still working for the good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it does something to you when the Lord lets you know that He's still working behind the scene. When you don't feel Him, when you don't see Him, when you don't know where He is. When He just sends a little word like that and says, trust in me.
and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me. He knows my name. Yes, he sees my heart.
He sees my heart.
I said he knows each step I take.
My deepest thought.
Well, glory to God, yeah. Before I breathe my first breath, I said my life. Hallelujah. I wish somebody just give him a shout of praise. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he knows my name. Hallelujah. He sees my heart. Thank you, Lord. Said he knows each step I take. He knows my deepest thoughts. Well, before I breathe my first breath, my life is in his hands. He had a plan for me. How about one more time? Can we slip our hands up with our heart?
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody tonight, I want you to leave here saying, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to trust you.
Each step I take, Lord, he knows my deepest thoughts.
I'm just going to do my best to trust you and lean not to my own understanding. I've tried to figure it out. I've tried to fix it. But God, I've done found out. I can't figure it out. I can't fix it, Lord. But God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to lean on you. And I'm going to acknowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm going to acknowledge that you are more than able to work it out. And Lord, I'm going to let you just guide my step. Hey! Hallelujah. I'm going to let you guide me, Lord. I'm going to let you fix it. Hallelujah. In God's time and in God's way, God will. I said, in God's time and in God's way, God will. Somebody give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In God's time and in God's way, God will.
As Sister Morris sings tonight, let's all kneel down in our pews in our seat. Let's find us a place to pray. Let's pray. As she sings tonight, let's pray.
When clouds of doubt hover over me, storms of life toss me to and fro, there is a place where I can go. He's a ship through every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure. In times like this, it's good to know that God is my
without
him, tell me what would doubt hover over me. Storms of life toss me to and fro. There is a place I can go. He's a ship through every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure in times like
Come
this.
Yes, yes,
it's good to know.
Hallelujah. It's good to
know.
Hallelujah. Oh, and God.
God,
it's always good to know that you got a refuge. Hallelujah.
He's a strong, mighty power that I can run into.
And God, oh, yeah, my refuge. Oh, without Him, tell me what would oh, and God, He is my refuge. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
He's
a
strong and mighty power. Oh,
when you feel like you've got no one else to talk to, when you feel like you don't know which way to turn, when you feel like you're confused, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. I can run to Him. Run into
Come on.
God.
Come on.
in this church. Whoa, in God. You believe it, say it tonight. You believe he's a refuge, say it tonight. He's my refuge. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, he's a strong and mighty tower.
Without him, tell me what would I do? Come on, come on, say it again with the help. Full and God. That's it. Come on. That's it. That's it. Come on. Come on, that's it. Come on. God knows about it. God knows about it. God knows about it. God knows all about it. Come on. God knows about it. Hallelujah.
That I can.
Touch of the Lord in this house tonight. I said, I feel a good sweet presence in this house tonight. Somebody can walk away here tonight, trusting in the Lord, leaning on the everlasting arms of God tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I send God.
God is,
yes, Lord,
my refuge.
Hold it right there. Right there.
He's a strong and mighty tower.
Oh, I can run into, and God, he is my refuge. Oh, without him, tell me what would I do? One more time. God
is my refuge.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a strong and mighty tower that I can.
Let's give the Lord a praise offering tonight. Give the Lord a praise offering tonight for that song, for the message. We're going to give you a chance to get a blessing tonight. Lord blessed a lot of folks here tonight. People got in, literally got in, and got touched and got moved. And we want Brother Stoney to get in here and testify, but we want to take up an offering tonight. I want you to give from the bottom of your heart. I want you to be reminded of something. Brother Nathan Morris and his wife is full-time. They got 5 children. They're running from state to state, from church to church. And I know what that is. I've been there. Let's help them. Let's do our best. Everybody would. Let's give them a good offering tonight so we can be proud of it tonight. Let's give them a good offering. As Brother Carter comes to you, Brother Stoney, come out here. As he's taking up the offering, say something for the Lord. Testify and say something.
Oh, my. I appreciate what I feel.
Come on, Brother Stoney.
What I felt all night. I'm going to read one verse to you. When you're in the middle of it,
yeah,
whatever it is, well, no, he feels afar off, Brother Nathan.
I know it.
This scripture come to me. You know the children of Israel facing the Red Sea, mountains on the sides, and
right,
the enemy behind them. God put them in that place. There's another way to go. God put them there for a reason.
Come on.
When you go through it, guess who let you get there?
Come on.
Yeah. All things work together for the good. But God, it don't feel good.
Right.
All things work together for the good to them that love him, who are called according to his. I love him and I'm called.
Come on.
I'm called a child of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm called. Amen. They was facing it, wasn't they? Just got set free. Never. I don't know if you ever read it like this. Exodus chapter 13, I believe it is. And it came to pass that in the morning watched the Lord. Listen, just a brother, I could preach this for 4 hours, Brother Bobby. Especially with a good spirit around here. So I'm going to stay back here. I'm using my manners like you say. I ain't the pastor, so I got my manners. I can come back. This is God's word. It's inspired. My copy's just like yours. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire. There was a pillar of fire put behind the children of Israel, between them and their enemy. And the word of God says right there that the Lord looked through the fire. Oh, but God's in heaven. He can look down on him. Yes, he can. Yes, he did. Guess what that scripture says? That scripture come to me when I was standing over there a little bit ago before I realized where Brother Nathan was going. God already knew it anyway. But it says right there, God, the Lord, the ones on the children of Israel's side, looked through the fire. Then where was God? With the children. He wasn't just up there, or the big guy in the sky. Where was the Lord when the children had the enemy all around them? The Lord looked through the fire. Amen. That God was with them. Amen. When there's fire all around them, and mountains on the side, and the sea before them, the Lord looked through. Oh, I'm glad I got a God that goes with me when the mountains on the side and the sea in front and the devil on my tail. I know I got God looking through the force field that he put up there. I'm glad God can look through the fire at the devil. Oh, I don't have to fear. I don't have to fear. Why? Because I'm God's child. I got a new baby back there. I love all my youngins. That's number 4. Brother Nathan, he blesses me again. We'll just keep on counting. Don't hurt my baby.
Oh, hallelujah.
Why? Daddy Bear, come unglued, Sister Jess. Daddy, come unglued. You hurt my baby. You know what the Father's looking down? That's just a natural love. What about God?
Oh, that's His.
What about God walking with
feels like you've been to church tonight. I mean, we've been to church tonight. Devil said you wasn't getting it tonight, Brother Bobby. But brother, I got it tonight. I got it. I watched some folks tonight get in. Blake cried and had a heavy heart. He got in. Jessica took a spell and with her hand raised, she got in. Brother Kelly run up the aisle with a hand raised. Got a load on him. It's a sight. Some of you don't know these folks, but I know them, and I know what they're carrying right now. Brother Nathan don't know a thing. I didn't mention one thing to him. But don't God know our direction, and don't He know our steps, and don't He know exactly what we have need of? That's why, my God in heaven, you said tonight, you said, I don't know what this service is about. I tell you what it's about. It's about God seeing a need. It's about God looking down and saying, wait a minute, I know where they're at, and I know who to bring, and I know who to bless. That's what this service is about. This service is about God taking care of needs. Sister Cindy, it was ordained by God for you to be here. Brother Stoney, it was ordained by God for you and Crystal to be here. Somebody said, well, I made up my mind to be here. No, you didn't. God made sure you was here. I'm here to tell you right now, God ordains for things to happen. And you look back and you say, why in the world am I in this mess? God wants to show the people I'm in control. That's why He did it. When he prayed to God and said, Lord, I do this because of the people standing by. I'm not doing this, God, because thou doesn't hear me. For thou knowest that thou hearest me on me. But I say this because the people standing by, that they may know that thou didst send me. There's a reason why you're in that trial, so somebody can see God's right there. I'm wanting this service to kind of wind down a little bit, but I tell you what. When you get Nathan Morris in a mist, you got a stick of fire. All you need is some gasoline. Don't tell me God can't move. Don't tell me God can't move. I want to thank the Lord and the people tonight for $346. Let's give the Lord a big praise offering for that. Hey, will somebody give me another $3.25? We'll make it a van payment. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. He don't have to use it for a van payment. He can use it for something else. I like just give him enough for the van payment. That way the devil says, you can't do it again. And we just do it again. Praise God. We just did it again. God can do it. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, brother. We got morning up, devil. How you like that? Woo! That'll do it. Put that with it, Carter. Oh, my. My. Oh, somebody holler, praise God. Somebody holler, praise God. I've never seen somebody shout over an offering, but I hear to tell you, God's in the offering. God's in the offering. Woo! Some of you didn't see that. I seen $100 bill. I seen another $100 bill. I see another $100 bill. My, somebody help me here, amen. Don't tell me God can't do it. My. I might get a Charlie Wells spirit here in a minute. Ask for a dollar and get 200. Ask for three and get 300. I'll tell you what. My. I tell you, God's in this house. God's in here. He's trying to tell somebody. Brother Cecil, God can prove Himself right in front of you. Right in front of you. He can show His hand right in front of you. My God in heaven, what in the world? Go ahead now. Go ahead. We'll make the devil good and mad. We'll make the devil good and mad. Somebody said, devil said, you can't make it. Devil says, what are you going to do? Devil says, there's too big a hill. You can't make it. God said, hold on.
Come on.
I'm pushing you.
Hold on.
I'm right there, honey.
Hey.
prophesied. I'll put you there. There's another hugger. Folks, I can't stop this. I can't stop this. Brother Carter told me last year, he said, we're going to see things a 5 mile we've never seen before. God used him to document a whole list. And after the first of the year, he gave it to me, and I read it openly in front of the... Well, he read it, and I told him to read it. I read it, and then I told him, I said, you read it. 29 things God did in this little church. That man said, how in this world? God sent 27 visitors in the year 2013 that's never been here before. God give us 9 miracles in this church in 2013 alone. God shouted people in this church that got up and said, I've never shouted like that before. God help me here. Carter said, we're going to see things we've never seen before. And the devil laughed. The devil, I'm here to tell you. Somebody said they'll never make it. Somebody said they'll never. It's another Bob, another one of Bobby's ideas. But I'm here to tell you, devil, I'm still right here. And God's still a blessing. And we're going on. And God's going to bless the church. Let me say this. Something happened here last Sunday that's never happened here before. We took up our Sunday morning offering like we always do. God bless this little church. There's been times we've been down as low as $30. Devil said, ooh, I got you now. All of a sudden, we climb back up. Get down, we climb back up. Last Sunday, in this little church, with an attendance of 12 people on Sunday morning. Should have been 32, but we had 12. I'll leave that alone. Oh, hallelujah. But we had 12. God don't need a crowd to move his hand. I tell you what he done. Sunday morning, we took up an offering. Brother Carter, smiling in the ear, comes up, hands me a piece of paper. I was in the middle of the lesson. I looked at that piece of paper. I had to stop a minute. Praise God. Amen. God bless this little church last Sunday with $1,477 on one Sunday morning. Somebody help me here, amen. Somebody help me here. I'm here to tell you, God will take care of you. God will take care of you, Kelly. God will take care of you.
Come on.
You said, you say, how in the world that happened? Because you pick God first, God takes care of you. You pick God last, you'll suffer and you'll be like a pauper the rest of your life.
Come on.
You might as well holler amen.
Go ahead.
You go ahead and put everything else first. And watch, see what God does to your life.
Come on.
Everybody said, I got this to do. I got that to do. I got to go here. I got to go there. That's why you're suffering like you are.
Come on.
God's gonna wake you up. And when he wakes you up, it's going to be too late. You're going to say, here's what you're going to say. I shoulda, I woulda, I coulda. I shoulda, I woulda, I coulda. But shoulda, woulda, coulda ain't going to get you there. Some people don't like when you talk like this. Some people get offended. I got news for you. You need to check your heart because your spirit ain't right. When you get mad at God's blessings, your heart ain't right. When you get jealous because God's blessing somebody else, your heart's not right. Somebody help me, amen. When I was on the road, people say, ah, them preachers, they're just Bible thumpers. They're just money grabbers. All they're worried about is themselves. They ain't worried about nobody else. I got news for you. How about you drive 400 miles on $25? How about you go the next week, amen, and find a gallon of milk for your children? How about you set up to midnight and pray for your family and pray for your neighbors? How about you carry a load? And maybe you'll understand why God, somebody help me here, why God blesses those that does his work. Somebody said, I ain't no preacher. You ain't got to be a preacher to get a blessing. You got to be obedient to God's word.
Man, I better quit that. Somebody said, you're putting a sire on the meeting. Sometimes that's the best time to add a little ingredient. I'm asking you tonight, are you getting in? My daughter and my son-in-law is carrying the load right now, but they can get in. Carter and Anna, you all know just half of it, but they can get in. Sister Cheryl Taylor has been grieving over her husband for quite some time. Got needs, got battles, and got unanswered questions. But I'm here to tell you she can get in. Woo! I'm here to tell you right now, this little church, Brother Wagers has right now got brain cancer and lung cancer. Sister Wagers had to leave an hour ago. She had to go ahead and go to him because she can't leave him no more than an hour and a half. And God bless her heart, she's one of the finest members I got in this church. And don't you all get hurt at me, but she's a blessing to 5 Mile. And Brother Wagers is a blessing. And God bless their heart. But my God tonight can touch his body.